Is daf lamed. So let's take it from the very top line of lamed. Abraham Aleph, the Gemara's two das quotes. Showed chol etzorecha balol echvodo. The guy has an aveda, he's a piece of clothing, a nice blanket of some sort. So he's supposed to spread out for the benefit of the piece of clothing to air it out a little bit to remove the dust. If he's doing it for his own kavod, to show that he's chashiv, when people come into his house, he has this very chashiv clothing, so that would be asr. So the Gemara says, let's say he's doing it for both. He has intention for the benefit of the cloth. He also has the intention for his own benefit to make himself look prestigious. So what if it's for both? Is that permitted or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma shodcha letzorcha, if you spread out for the purpose of the cloth, for the beged, that's permitted. So the Gemara's medayik, only letzorcha in. Ha letzorcha u letzorcha lo. Only if it's exclusively for the benefit of the clothing is it permitted. But if it's for both of them, so then that's law. That would be usher to do. So then the Gemara says, Eima seifa, but look at the seifa of the Mishnah. Ava lo lechvodo, the Mishnah says. You can't do it for the covet of yourself. It's usher to spread it out. So the Gemara's medayik, the opposite. Lechvodo hu delo, you can't do it for the covet of yourself. But the implication is, ha letzorcha u letzorcha shaper dami. But if it's for the purpose of both of them, both for yourself and for the beged, we can infer from there that it would be permitted. Therefore, the Gemara says, ela meha leka lemashmimina. We can't make any conclusions from the Mishnah because we have opposite implications from the Reisha and from the Seifa. So the Gemara attempts to bring another raya that again we wanted to know, letzorcha u letzorcha, is that permitted or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, lo yishachena, lo agave mita, lo agave magor, litzorcho. You can't spread it out on top of a bed. I'm not sure what a magor exactly is. Is there an English here?
Peg.
A peg? Okay, a peg. You can't hang it in the wall or some sort to make it yourself look prestigious. So, aval yishachena, agave mita, agave magor, litzorcho. You can't do that for your own tzarech, but for the tzarech of the beged, one's permitted to spread it out. Now, let's say the Brisa says, nizdamnu lo orchim. Let's say you have guests coming over. Lo yishachena, lo agavi mita, lo agavi magod, bein litzorcha, bein litzorcha. But if you have guests coming over, you can't do it, certainly you can't do it for yourself, but even for the purpose of the beged, you can't spread it out. That's not permitted. So we see from here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, nizdamnu lo orchim, kasaka daitach taima mishum dimiskabit behem, dika litzorcha u litzorcha. You're doing it for your own prestige, but you're also doing it for the benefit of the beged. So you see from here, even though it's litzorcha and litzorcha, it's aser. So the Gemara says, no, the case of the Orchim is very different. You can't bring the Araya from there. Why? Shiny Hasim, over there it's different. The Makle Kali Le. What does that mean? Says Rashi. B'shtichazu hu sorfa, it gets burnt. Not literally. Mahi Sreifa. So how does it get burnt? A guest come over and my beggar gets burnt? Says the Gemara. Imishim Eina, Imishim Ganve. Either because of Ein Hara or because of Ganavim. You're concerned that Orech is going to come in, he's going to steal it. But since it's not going to be protected well, either because Ein Hara or Ganavim, that's why you can't spread it out. But there's no Raya that in general, Litzorchal and Litzorchal would be Asr. So then the Gemara attempts to bring another Raya. Tashma. Hichnisa Lerivka Vidasha. You bring it inside a little calf. We're talking about here an egla rufa. Rashi tells us there's an egla rufa here. So you bring a little calf inside to nurse, and on the way dasha, it tramples, it presses on the tvua. I've got tvua in my property, and it does dash, and it presses it. And the halacha is that the egla rufa is pasul if it does any malacha. So you bring it in, but you bring it to nurse, not because it's doing any disha. It happens to do disha. It's ksheir. That egla rufa, egla is still kasha for egla rufa. But let's say you bring it in bishvil shetinak vitidosh. You bring it inside the pen in order to nurse and also in order to do dush. Both them. This is a case of letzorcha and letzorcha. For the benefit of itself and the benefit of doing malacha. So what's the halacha there? It says the braisa, it's psul. So you see, but vahahacha letzorcha and letzorcha. You're doing it for the benefit of the calf to nurse, but you're also doing it for the benefit of yourself, for kvodo, to do dush. We see it's possible. So you have double intentions, it's going to be possible. So here too as well, a katani psula. So here too as well, we want to bring a raya from here, from the egla rufa. If it's both intentions, it should be usher as well by the case of the aveda. So the Gemara says, you can't bring the raya from egla rufa. Shiny hasam, there is different. Why? Damar kar, the pasuk says, asher lo uvad ba, the pasuk says. Uvad means that it's passive, that any work was done through it. Not that it did active work, but passively it was involved in some work. So mikamakum, any work that it was done, even though it's litzorcha and litzorcha, it would be asr. The Gemara says, wait a second, that's the case. Afil Reisha, even the first case where you didn't even have intention for Disha, you had intention simply to have the calf nurse. There's, by the way, Machlokas, how to read that first line. When it says Echnisa L'Rivka, Machlokas, what were you brought in for the, it doesn't say L'Rivka to what? L'Rivka means in the pen, to do what? Some say it means to nurse, some say it means for no reason at all. You just brought in the pen. It happens to do Disha. So there's no Kavana there at all. So if it's really Uvad Ba, it should be Asr. Any work that it did, even though there's no kavanah, it should be asr even in the resha. So you can't take lo uvad ba to be that literal that any malacha would be asr. So then we're saying, so really it's not a gzeres or kasev by egla rufa, and maybe it is a good ride that tzorcho and tzorcho would be asr. So the Gemara then says, no, ha lo damya, it's only similar elalaha, the tnan, to the following Mishnah. Shachin Allah of. So now we're talking about a different case here. We're talking about a case of the paraduma. Paraduma also, you can't have any mlacha be done to it. So shachan ala of ksheira. Let's say a bird flies and lands on top of the paraduma. So that's ksheira. The paraduma can't do any mlacha either. So if it lands on top of it, even though it's carrying the bird, if you will, that's not called mlacha. That's still ksheira for paraduma. Allah ala azacha, but let's say a male, a bull, goes on top of it, that would be psula. That's going to be considered a pasul. Rashi quotes the pasuk here, Allah azacha psula, shenema shelo ala ala ol. It can't have any ol, can't carry anything. So if a zacha goes on top of the paraduma, the female cow, well, cow by definition is a female, so then that would be asr. The tani, the price, it says, Rashi quotes, ol, ainli ala ol, v'chule. So even in terms of being bull, the zacher went to be bull, the para, that would disqualify the paraduma. Okay. So Gemara wants to understand now, what's the reason for this Mishnah? My time, what's the reason? Keter Papa. Who's Rav Papa? Dama Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Iksiv uvad v'karinan uvad havamina filu b'meila. If it said uvad by the case of Egla Rufa, and if it was written that way, if it said ein vav veiz dal in the pasuk, which it doesn't, if it read that way, which it does, and it's also written that way, then I would say any mlacha that was done, even if there is no kavana, if you brought the calf inside to nurse, or for no reason at all, and it happens to do disha, it would disqualify it because uvad ba. That's if it was written that way. However, viksiv avad, if it says avad without the vav, it's written that way. If it's read that way, and read a ksiv avad, the karina avad, if it's written and read that way, havamina ad avad bay ihu, until you did some work actively. Hashta dechsev eved. It's written as avad without the vav. The karinan uvad, but we read it with the vav, so it's a combination. So ba'inan uvad dumya de avad has to be an uvad where it's a passive act that's similar to a proactive action. Ma avad denichale af uvad denichale has to be a malacha that is a nichale to the baal, nichale to the cow. So to the uvad baal they. Passive act has to be something that's beneficial. So when the animal's going in to nurse, I guess, the idea is that the disha that's being done is not part of the kavana. He doesn't really care so much about it. They discuss why doesn't he care. Any disha he would be happy about. So they say that the animal, it's a calf. It's so small. It won't really do much of the crushing, even though calves are probably pretty heavy. It won't do any significant disha. Or it's saying it's talking about a calf that's tied together with two other big animals. So with respect to the big animals, the calf is really accomplishing nothing. So it's not tenichle, it's not beneficial to the baal at all. So it has to be an uvad ba, some type of passive act that's beneficial, like avad ba, like it's beneficial as if it was really done by the baal himself. Okay. Now they have a discussion here. How could we bring a raya? We're talking about Hashavas Aveda. I'm watching your Aveda, I'm watching your suit, and I can't use it. The question is, can I use it letzorcho and letzorcho? Letzorcho, for the benefit of the cloth, I can spread it out. Letzorcho, for my kavod, I can't. If it's to do both, that's the shaila. That's a dinei mamonas. We're bringing a raya here from dinei iser here by Egla Rufa and Paraduma as a raya. We know the halacha is you can't learn iser from mamona. You can't bring a raya from iser to mamona. They're two different worlds. So what's having you here to think that you could learn? And the roof has nothing to do with mamon at all. It has to do with a person who rotayach, the person who's dead. We don't know who brought it. So you bring an animal, you shechli, you break its neck, and then there's kapara that's being brought. That's dini iser.
But the pratim of the dini about the egla rufa itself?
There's no mamon. There's no people involved. That's any mamonus. That's a fight between mamon.
I don't know why I'm asking, but it's not like iser beheter.
Right? It's somewhere in the middle. So it's not mamon. It's what would it be then? The new category. Okay, it's a new category. So if you can't learn mamon for Isser, so certainly you shouldn't learn Egla Rufa to mamon as well. So the Radvaz asks this question. The Radvaz says, the Gemara could answer this way and said, you're right, this is not a good raya because you don't learn Isser from mamon. But they brought another raya that within the world of Egel Rufa itself, it's not a good model. And the other one he answers is, what he says is that the point is that by the case of Shavuos Aveda, it's a big chiddush here. Shavuos Aveda, he says, is not a dini mamonos. It's talking about a case where you don't know who owns it. You don't know who owns it. So dini mamonos is when two people are fighting about something. When there's no one fighting about it, just you're holding an object, you don't know who the owner is, that's what he calls dine iser. Because dine iser is something bein adam le kadosh baruch lemakom. So when it's you and yourself, you and Hashem, that's dine iser. So even when it comes to someone else's mamon, if there's no other party involved that you know about, that becomes by definition an extension of dine iser. So our question really is, by dine iser, what's the halacha? So then we can bring a raya from Egla Rufa and Parduma, which is also about dine iser bein adam lemakom. Get the big chiddush of the Radvaz. Okay. Gemara now says, halfway down, Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Klei kesev klei nechoshes mishtamish behen. So we said you had silver and you had copper utensils, you're allowed to use them. That's what we saw yesterday's daf. And so the Gemara says now, Tanu Rabbanan hamotze klei eitz mishtamish behen. If you have, you find some wooden utensils, you could use them. Bishvil shelo yikarvu. So they shouldn't rot, they shouldn't go bad. If it's klei nechoshes, so mishdamish ben b'chamin avalo al yedei ha'or. So when it comes to copper, so you could use it in hot water, but you can't use it in fire. Mipnei shemashchikin, the fire is going to start shaving down some of the copper. Hot water is permitted; that won't affect it. Klei kesef, if you're using silver, mishdamish ben b'tzonin, you could use it with cold avalo b'chamin, but you can't use hot water. Why? Mipnei shemashchirin, because the hot water is going to make it go dark and lose the color. Magrefos v'kardumos mishdamish ben birach. These different types of what saws and knives and forks and whatnot, you could use it in something soft, avalo bekash, something hard, b'pneishim afchisen. It's going to start making go less, and it's going to make the blades go dull. Kleizav, kleizachukis, gold and glass, loyigal behen. Like we saw yesterday, you can't touch them. Once you find them, you leave them in the ground. You don't touch them. Ad shevol yahu, because the kleizav we said is preserved very nicely in the ground, and kleizachukis we're concerned you might break the glass. So the rules we just laid out, when it comes to Aveda, certain things you could use, certain things you can't use. So too when it comes to Pikadon. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Pikadon maya bidasigave. Pikadon, how am I can't use a Pikadon. I'm not allowed to use a Pikadon. I have to watch it and leave it in the corner. The Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Hu'ada, Barchama, Amar Rav Sheshes, Pikadon Shahalchu Balein, Medinas Hayam. We're talking about a situation where a person gave you something to watch. He went overseas. He hasn't come back in several months. So now you have to start preserving it. So you have to follow the certain rules that every 30 days you could use the silver in this way, the gold in that way. We can't really use the gold, but different rules of the Aveda is the same halacha that applies to the Pikadon as well. Okay. Gemara now says, Matzah Sako Kupa V'choldav Hashem Darchalitol Harez Eloitol. The Mishnah told us certain things. You find a bag that's beneath a person to pick up, so you don't have to pick it up. You could just leave it there. So the Gemara wants to know, Minaha Nimila, how do you know this to be true? The Tanur Rabbanan V'talam to the Pasuk says, Pamim Shata Misalim, Pamim Shiata Misalim. The Pasuk says you're supposed to, even though the Pasuk really reads, I read the whole Pasuk on the side here, it says, Lo Sira Eshor Achicha Seot Nindachim, don't see your friend's animal lost, V'salam to mehem, and you're going to turn away. Don't do that. So even though it's really low salam, you're not allowed to. It has a vav there. V'salam to. It sounds like you should turn away. Sometimes you should turn away, and sometimes you shouldn't turn away. How do we read this? So when do we turn away? When don't we? Ha'ketzad. So the Gemara says, Haya kohen v'hu be'vesa kvaro. So the guy is a kohen, and he can't become a tame. Osha yazakin v'ena lefi chvodo. He's an old person, and it's beneath him to do this. And the machok is what a zakin means here. Ramban says a zakin means a chacham. It doesn't mean an older person. Zakin a chacham. Others say, no, it means a chacham. It also means an older person. So if it's beneath a person, it's whatever definition you understand this to be. Or, oshaya sam lacha shalom ruba michel chavero. Where I get paid nicely per hour. And for me to stop over and to pick up a piece of garbage for the guy, it's not worth my time. So those three instances, we say, v'salamta, you could turn away. Either because of kohen, it's aser, it's about a covenant of brios for the zakein, or it's a hefsid mammon for the guy who makes a lot of money. So l'chach nemar, for that reason it says, v'salamta, you should turn away mehem. So the ma'itzirichra. So who wants to know, why do you need a pasuk here? Each of these cases, there's a reason without the pasuk to teach us why you shouldn't pick up the aveda. First one is, ilema kohen, who be beis kvaros, pshita. A kohen can't go into the base kvaros. It's a deraisa for him to go into the base kvaros. Hai asei v'hai los asei. There's an asei and a los asei. What's asei v'los asei? Look at Rashi. The last seven lines of Rashi. Hayase, Hashev Tishivim. There's a mitzvah that there is to return the Aveda. The Afagav de Lotase Namiika. There's also Losase, says Rashi. Ain Losase Mol Chos Losase Ela Asehu, the Kadachile. It's a Gemara Nivam, it's fine. We're ignoring the Losase right now. All we're assuming right now by a Shavas Aveda is that it's a mitzvah Sase as a Hashev Tishivim. And there's a low sase v'ase for the Kohen though. The Kohen can't go into the base kvaros. Why? L'nefesh lo yitama, says the pasuk in Parshas Emor. And that's a kadoshim to you. And then there's a mitzvah ase to be kadosh. So he has an ase and a low sase that he would violate to become tamen. So the Gemara says, v'hai ase v'hai low sase. V'ase v'lo ase, v'hai low sase v'ase. V'lo ase ase, the ase v'hashav zaveda cannot come, v'dache and push off the Es lo sase v'ase, that the two yisurim that the Kohen are violating. We know that an ase can only be doche a lo sase. But to be doche a lo sase plus an ase, that would be aser. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that a Kohen can't go into the base kvaros. That's so obvious. Now there's I spoke about this the first night of Sukkot. There's an inching machlokas in Mukah Yosef. What's the Gemara talking about here? We know an ase is doche lo sase only be'idna. So when I as a Kohen go into the base kvaros, there's no Shavas Aveda just yet. A Shavas Aveda doesn't come up to pick it up and give it to the owner. So the Los Hasei kicks in right away. So how could the Gemara suggest that the Asei is going to be Docha Los Hasei here? There's nothing to talk about here. So the Muki Yosef quotes from his Rebbe, a big Chiddush. They see even a Hechsher Mitzvah, you apply the din of Asei Docha Los Hasei even for the Hechsher Mitzvah. So when he's going into the base Kfaros, that's a Hechsher Mitzvah, that we could assume is Asei. So the Asei of HaShavas Aveda, there's a Havamina, that the Hechsher of HaShavas Aveda will be Docha the Los Hasei to go into the base Kfaros. So comes along, the Gemara tells us no, but since there's an Asei of Kadoshim to you, and a Los Hasei of Lo Yitama, so therefore it can't be Docha the Isir. So, but in the end of the day, you don't need this halamta to teach me that the Kohen doesn't go in the base kvaros. So there are other halachas that tell us that already.
Isn't there a piskei tosus?
And you're going to quote that. You like that one. Yeah, very good.
Because you could ask that really by every case of by case of aro, gemarbia. I mean, there's always
a... They ask this case. They talk about this. All these different things. So the Minchas Chinuch says by the Hechsher Mitzvah, he speaks about Hechsher Mitzvah, the Bia and Peruvu, these dinim of... I'm essay
de chalos essay. So he applies Hechsher Mitzvah to all those cases.
Yeah, that's the whole machlok. The Hechsher Mitzvah is kmitzvah dami. He's quoting the Piskei Tosos in Zvachim that talks about when you break the Shvirat Etzim, when you break the bone of Karban Pesach to eat it. So Tosos there on Daf Tzadiches, I think it is, says it breaks the bone and you're allowed to break the bone to eat the moach, the bone marrow. But he says, but why? It's not b'idna. I break it, I don't do the eating until afterwards. The Piskei Tosos says, in a situation where it's EF sharp, it's impossible to get to the Aseh without the Los Aseh, then you could be Doche. Meaning, I can't get to the Moach until I break the Etzem. Even though they don't happen B'inna, since it's EF sharp without it, then that Hechsher Mitzvah is viewed as the Mitzvah itself. It's considered a continuation of the actual Aseh. So the Aseh of eating, even though it didn't happen yet, it's considered during the breaking of the bone itself, since the breaking of the bone would be necessary.
He has to get into the family to get...
That Piskei Tosos does not work out well with this. It doesn't. Yeah, Piskei Tosos is limited dafka to the EF Shar.
Yeah, but in this case, it's also EF Shar.
Why?
There's no way to return that Aveda that's sitting in the basic
him,
forest.
It's
not. But neither is the eating of the Karim Pesach for that matter. All right, okay, fine. I hear. That's for the Ian Shir. But okay, what to talk about? So then, how are you doing with time today? There's a beautiful Tosos on the bottom here. Should we do it? Tomorrow, I'm going to bay a little bit long though. All right, we'll see if we have time afterwards. We'll do this Tosfos. But that's number one. So you can't learn. There's no need to teach me v'asalamta about the kohen. Number two, says the Gemara. V'su, lo dachinun isura mekami mamona. Above, you can't learn isra from mamon. You can't bring two different rayas here. So the Gemara says now, ella, l'shelo. That's talking about the case of the zakin leino v'chvodo, I think. Let's see. Let's go back in the coin. Another reason why? Right, let's go back in the coin as well. Okay, we can't be dochen isra the coin because of the mamon. So then the Gemara says, Ella l'shalom ruba mishal chavero. So maybe it's telling me that if I'm making a lot of money, so telling me the din is that I'm not supposed to stop working to help this guy pick up his garbage. I could continue my work. So that's me, Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Nafka. That's learned that from a different drasha. What's that drasha? Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Efes, Pasuk says Efes ki lo yevcha evyon. So the Gemara says Shelcha Kodem l'shel kol adam. Right, the rest of the pasuk is important here. The pasuk says, I'm finding the pasuk on the side here. That's Dr. Shema gets it for me. Okay, yeah. So efes ki lo yevecha evyon ki varach yivarach Hashem. Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, I think. So there will not be any evyon within you, because it will be a tremendous amount of bracha. So what do we learn from this pasuk? It says Rashi in the top of Lamed Amud Beis, lo savi atzmecha lidei anias. You shouldn't lead yourself to become an ani. You shouldn't give up your own parnasa to help another guy. So you're going to become an evyon. So we see from here shelcha kodum l'shelch kaladam. You have to take care of yourself first. So there's no need for a pasuk of visalamta by the case of the guy working. Ella lezakin zakin lifeinu lefichvado. It must be going in that case where the zakin, it's not covered brios for him to go into a base kfar, so to go pick up some garbage. That's einu lefichvado. That's what visalamta is teaching us. Okay, look at Tosas here for a second. There's a quick Tosas. Dibur maschel ella lezakin veinu lefichvado. Ve'im tomar typically milachoso the covered brios delchem milas bino v'shchitas pischo. Rashi, rather, Tosas is referring to a well-known brisa mentioned many places in Shas. That lachosa, a person should not become, he's going to do Karban Pesach, he's going to do bris of his son, and his sister dies, he shouldn't go to do the base kvaros, he should continue to do the mitzvah. But the Gemara is medayik lachosa, he doesn't go to his sister, but let's say he's going to do a bris milah. He sees a mace mitzvah standing, lying on the floor. He should be docha the milah, docha the Karban Pesach, in order to bury the mace mitzvah. So we see kavod brios is greater than these mitzvahs here. So why do you need a special drasha of Yisalamta? So too, the kavod brios of the zakein should override the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. So says Tosfos v'yeshlomer kavod brios d'meis mitzvah chomer tvei. As we know, meis mitzvah is a very, very important mitzvah of kavod brios. Shemuta bibizayon penyasriach o yachlu klavin. To let the meis just sit there, it's going to go decay and it's going to be eaten by dogs. But that's a special exception. You can't bring me a raya from there to anywhere else. Okay, the Gemara now says, two lines down. Amar Rabba. Hechisho chayba. You hit it, you're chayb. What do you mean you hit it? Says Rashi, Hechisho ze she'enu lefi chvodo. The guy who's potter from doing Aveda. And he sees an animal, let's say, that's lost. He doesn't have to do anything about it. But im hechisho, says Rashi, if he hits it, haka'achas, he hits the animal once, la'shiva, in order to get it back on its path, from that point on, it's chayba la'dura hol v'hizcha. Since he started the process, he's from that point on chayb. So if you see an Aveda on the floor, you don't know how to pick it up or not, sometimes it's better not to pick it up, because once you pick it up, you're stuck. You have to know the halachas. So then Abai, Haba Yosef, Kameh, that's the Vav. Vesalamta. Yeah. So Abai, Haba Yosef, Kameh, Vidraba. Abai was sitting in front of Rabba, Chazal Hanach, Easy, Dekaima. He saw that those goats were Stekaima. They were standing and they were lost, I guess. And Shakal Kala, he started to scream, Bashar the Behu, and he sent them on their way. So Amar Lei Chayvasa Behu Kum Adrinam. Now you're Chayv. Once you started the process, speaking and calling them out and getting them to move, is like hitting them, and you're Chayv from that point on. You're responsible to make sure it gets to the rightful owner.
Did this scream where you
hit
them?
Shadow
sounds like you threw
something.
Yeah,
it says here
you
threw dirt at them.
Oh yeah, Shakal Kala means I thought a sound.
Means
but Rashi says Muta. Muta is a mata.
Gush Afar in Lazi Rashi Amorta.
Ah, so he threw something at them. Kala usually means a sound. Okay. Is there another interpretation here? No.
Shadabu sound, he threw it.
Okay. So he threw something at them, so I guess a kala wouldn't work then, for that matter.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara asks the question, Yibar Yilhu. Darach l'hachzir besadev, ain't darach l'hachzir bir. A guy is, look at Rashi, darach l'hachzir besadev. He would be comfortable returning something in the field, shein sham roem kokach v'inu bosh. The guy is a chashiv guy. He doesn't step around goats. He sees a goat in the sada, he doesn't mind it because nobody sees him doing this. But Bedir, if people catch him walking around with a goat in the city, then he'll be embarrassed. So what's the halacha? Is he responsible? So mahu, what's the din? Mihu, mi amrin, do we say hashava ma'al yabainan, you need a full hashava? V'cheyman delav darche lahachse be'ir lo l'chayv. Since he can't take it from the field to the city or wherever he is, he wouldn't be chayv. Odilma besada mi ashu dechayv lei. But since the field he's obligated, the chayvin the chayv lebesada, the chayv lebeir. But since he's chayv in the sada, even though when he gets to the city he won't be chayv anymore, once a chiv kicks in, b'makom chiyuva, he's chayv the entire way. The Gemara ends off in a teku. There's no raya. Amar Rava, Rava now says, kol she b'shalom machzir b'shalom chaveir nami machzir. Anything that if he saw as an object on the floor, he would return, he'd have to return to his friend. So if he sees $10 on the floor, he would pick up his own money, so another guy's $10 he'd have to pick up. But if it's the chol she b'shalom parik v'toin, b'shalom chaveir nami parik v'toin. If it's something of his own that he would help removed from his animal or put on his animal, then you have to help another guy. But let's say a guy's a wealthy guy, and a dollar on the floor means nothing to him, he wouldn't pick up his own dollar, then the chor, he wouldn't have to pick up some other guy's dollar either. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Haya, Havakaze, Be'orcha, he was once walking along the way, and Paga, Be, Hahu, Gavra, and he bumped into a certain person, Havadari, Pischa, De'ofe. So what was he doing? He was carrying a certain amount of wood on his back. So Osfinu v'kamesmachich, he placed it down. Osfinu placed him on the ground. V'kamesatech, he was taking a little rest. Lanuach. So Amarle Dali Li. So then the man said to Rabbi Yishmael, please help me out. Put the wood on my back. I need a little bit of help here. Amarle, so Rabbi Yishmael says to him, Kamashav, and how much is this wood worth? Amarle, Palgud the Zuzah, half a Zuzah, which is not a lot of money at all. So Yav Le Palgud the Zuzah, he says, here, I'll pay, buy it from you. He gives him Palgud the Zuzah and says to the wood that was on the floor at the time, V'afkirin is mafkirt. So now he's parted from his mitzvah, gave the guy money, went off on his way. Up, what happened? Hadar Zacha Behuba the Ani went ahead and reacquired the wood from the hefker. So then he said, help me put it on my back again. And Rabbi Shmuel didn't want to slap this wood on the guy's back. So Hadar Yavle Paku the Zuza. So then he gave him another half of Zuz. He rebought the wood from him. Now the guy has a full Zuz, Vafkare, and then he is mafkir again. Chazad the Hava Kabai Lemidar Lemizchei Behu. He saw the Ani was going to go ahead and be reacquired from hefker. Amr Leitzer, Rabbi Shmuel says to him, L'chul yama afkarinu v'l'chalo afkarinu. To you, to the entire world, it's hefker, but to you, it's not. You can't reacquire it, because the moment you try, I'm not letting you. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, don't we know the Mishnah tells us, will me have a hefker ki I gavna? Does that work? Hefker, such a case work? If I could say it's hefker to you, but not to him? That's not, but doesn't the Mishnah tell us, and I think it's Shavis, that's a peah, okay? Beishami omrim, hefker laniyim hefker. Hefker taniyim is considered hefker. It has to be hefker to the entire world, even though it's not fair. Then Asher would be allowed to pick up from hefker. The definition of hefker is that you have to relinquish all rights to it. That's according to Beishak Kishmita, like Shmita works. So how could it work? That it's a hefker to the entire world, but not to this Ani? So it's not a good hefker then. So Gemara says, Ella Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Chuyama Afkirino. He really was mafkir to the entire world. He just said to the guy, even though it wasn't really true, he said to the guy, you can't get it. He didn't want to pay the guy another half a zuz. It's going to go on for days. So that's why, but it really wasn't true. So then the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Vaha, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Zakin, Rinul Fichfodo. That this is one of the rayas. We don't know how old he was. The Gemara assumed he was a Zakin. So one of the rayas that he must be a Zakin means a Chacham. It doesn't mean an elderly person. So Einel Vichvado. So Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, Lefnim Mishur Shadin, who David. You're right. He actually was Potter, but he was going above and beyond. He was doing Midas Chasidus. The Tana, we have a case here. Rabbi Yosi, house of Joshua, Hodata Lahem. You should let them know. Let your children know the following. Zeh, what's the pasuk mean? Hodata Lahem. Zeh Beis Chayem. Very important Rashi for everyone. Look at this Rashi Beis Chayem. Says Rashi Beis Chayem means Lilmo Lahem, to teach your children Umnus. To teach him a trade. This part is both to make a parnasa. Such a thing exists. So that's the first thing. You teach your children, Hodat Elham, the base chayim, the place to live. They need parnasa. Esaderach, the Gemara says, what does that mean in the pasuk? Zeg mus chasadim. Teach him a chesed. Asher yelchu means zeh bikur cholim, to do mevakir cholim. Ba, what does that mean? Zu kvur, to do burial, be involved in kvur semes. Vesamaisa zeh din, to teach him follow halacha. And din Torah, Asher Yasun Zul Lefnim Mishur Sadim. This is the source of Lefnim Mishur Sadim. There's a few other Gemaras here in Bamatzia which have other sources for Lefnim Mishur Sadim, and I think Zatosa somewhere at the end of one of the Prakma, I think, tries to line up why sometimes we bring a different pasuk to another pasuk. Zatosa somewhere about this, but this is one of the sources of Lefnim Mishur Sadim. That even though there's a certain halacha, this idea of Midas Chasidus, which Rabbi Shmuel was doing. You're right, Taki was Potter, but even though he's Potter, he wanted to go above and beyond and be involved. Not really sure why that was, because he didn't do the mitzvah anyways. He paid money to get around the mitzvah. So either way, he didn't do the mitzvah. He gave tzedakah. But I don't know. Fine. Now, Tosas points something out here. Tosas writes here, Diba Maschil Afkare, Shlo Yichashul Bnei Adam Below Tzigzal. He was mafkir, didn't want anyone to be involved in stealing. I mean, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel just say, buy it and leave it there? He didn't have to be mafkir. Just buy it and leave his object of wood there, and the guy couldn't reacquire it. Why does he go ahead and be mafkir? He's concerned if he walked away, some other guy takes it, they're going to be involved in gzela. So we live in Iver, so he could have waited until the Ani left, and then mafkir, but okay, he didn't. So he wanted to avoid that issue. So then Tosas asks another question, how did hefker work in the first place? V'im tamar ha'amar b'perek ein bein ha'moder, ein hefker ela b'fnei shloshi. You need three people that were there. Yeshomer, the Hachanami, Havishlosha. There are three people that were there. There's two other people that were there. Inami, Daraisa, below Shlosha, Nami, Havihefker. Only Midirabaran do you require three, but on a Daraisa level, you don't need to have three people. Persons Mafker, that's enough. Okay. Mar now says, last three narrow line, four narrow lines of the Amud here. Amar Mar. Yelchu Zeb Bikr Cholim. Hainuk Mitzchasadim. Why did the Gemara, why did Rav Yosef have two different drashas, one for Chesed, one for Bikur Cholim? It's the same thing. Bikur Cholim is just an example of Gemilas Chasadim. So it says the Gemara, Lo Nitzcha Elo LeBen Gilo. It's telling me that a Ben Gilo, a person of the same mazel, is actually Ben Gilo same mazel here? No, but somewhere else he doesn't. I think it's Bab Metzia, he says this. Okay, maybe in the Dharma it says. The Ben Gilo, No to Echar Mishishim Bechelyo. A person of the same mazel, the person who's sick, the Mevaker, so he takes away 1/60th. Not only does he remove it, but he takes part of that disease with him. It passes over to him. There's so you think...
Earlier says,
where's that, Rashi? That's where he's
at. The wart, if you have the same wart in the same spot.
Oh, okay, that case. Okay, that's the case. Okay. So he takes 1/60th away. So even though he gets a little bit sick from this, you think maybe he should be potter from doing Bikur Cholim. Afilu hachi mi bar le lemeza lagavi. That's why I have the special drasha. There's a chi Bikur Cholim even for the Ben Gilo. That's the Gemara Nedarim says, why have 60 people go? 60 people who were born in the same month as him, and go ahead and take it away. The Gemara says it's 1/60th of that which remains. So it's not 1/60th of the beginning's number. So then the Gemara says, fine. Ba zu kvura. The word ba refers to kvura. So the Gemara asks the same question. Hainu gmiz chasadim. Kvura sameis is the same meaning as chesed. Chesed shemes, the greatest chesed you could do. So why is there a separate drasha? So the Gemara says, lo nitzrucha elo lezakin venel fi chvodo. To teach me that Zakhan Leinuf Yichvodo, even for him there's a chiv. It's not Midas Chasidus. He has an obligation. Even though it's beneath him to do this, he has a chiv to do kfur. Then Asher Yasun Zu Lefnim Mishus Adin. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Lo Charva Yushlaim Ela Al Shedanu Badin Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says the only reason why Yushlaim was destroyed was because they followed halacha. They done Din Torah. That's why it was destroyed. Ela. The Gemara asks, Dina de Megisa Ladini? So you shouldn't listen to the Torah? They should do what Megisa Giziasa means, says Rashi. Bitmiya. The Megisa says, Gozai Hadanin Biyasurim Vechazaka. Should they have an aggressive type of din? They shouldn't follow the Torah? Ella, what the Gemara answers is, Ella Ema, Shehemidu Dinaim al Din Torah velo avdu lifni Mishusadin. They only follow the halacha, the strict letter of the law. They never were nice. They never did Midas Chasidus. That's not a way to paskin. You have to know when to have a Midas Chasidus and when to apply the Din Torah. And for that reason, the Yushlaim was destroyed, which is a fascinating, fascinating thing. The Tosa asks the obvious question at the bottom here. Lo Charva, Bim Tomer, Dibiyuma, Daftes, Amr Bimtei Sinas Achinam. We all know Sinas Chinam is what destroyed it. So the answer is no. Yishlomar, Havahal, Garmi. Both of them. It's a combination.
If you like somebody, if there is more Abba, you do more of the finish.
Very good. So I know why Tosa doesn't answer that way. It seems like they should be connected. It's one Hainuhach. Tosa says they both were true. There are other Gemaras that talk about other reasons why the base of Mikdash and Yushlaim were destroyed. All of it happened. They're all true. Okay. New Mishnah. The Mishnah says, now, Ezehi Aveda. What's an Aveda? So, Matzah Chamar Para Rowan Baderech. You see a Para or Chamar going grazing through the field or through a path. Ain't Zu Aveda. That's not considered Aveda. Chamar VeKelev Hafuchim. You find the donkey and the Kalim, it's carrying on its back is flipped upside down. Or Para Ratzah Ben Akram. You see a cow running through the vineyard, which isn't something that's normally done. That's considered an aveda. So the Gemara says then, hechziru barcha, you return the object or the animal, it runs away. You return the animal, it runs away again. Afilu arba v'chamisha pamim chayv lachziru. Four or five times, you have to return it. Shenemar hashev tishivim. Hashev tishivim, return it, and return it again. And the Gemara elsewhere says, afilu mea pamim, even 100 times, as many times as it happens, you have to continue to return. Hayabata misela. The guy's working and he's losing out a sella. If he's going to pick up the aveda, he's going to lose out on the sella that he would have gotten paid otherwise for his job. Lo yomar lo tain li sella. When you return the object, by the way, here's your bill. You don't say that to him. Ella no sin lo schara kapol. He's allowed to collect though, like a regular worker, not like a chashuva worker, but like a regular poel, whatever that amount was, which is something less than a sella. But im the yesham bezdin. But if there's a bezdin in front of him when he finds the aveda, he could masne bifnei bezdin. He can make it tonight. He says, I'm only picking this up if you could commit to me that this guy will pay me back, which is somewhat unfair. The guy loses an object worth $1, and the guy gets paid $100 an hour. And now you make the baal aveda. Now he has to pay $100 for his $1 object. I'm not sure really how that works out. But that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah says, now, literally, I'm sure there's more to talk about on this topic.
Isn't it capped at the amount of the Aveda?
Is it capped, yeah?
I don't know why I think that, but...
It could be. The Gemara maybe talks about this tomorrow.
Otherwise, it's Scharo... It
wouldn't make sense otherwise. Yeah. So I imagine the Gemara is going to discuss it. I see at the end of Laman Amr Beis, Laman Aleph, the Gemara will discuss this. It seems. Okay, we'll wait there tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, "Imein Sham Bezdin b'frei mi yasna shelo kodim." If there's no bezdin for him to be masa in front of, then his comes first. Meaning, if he doesn't want to give up the sella, then he doesn't have to be involved in the aveda. That's what we saw before. That if he's losing a lot of money, he doesn't have to do a hefsin mamon to return this guy's object. And then the Gemara asks, "Atu kol hani damrina lav aveda hu?" The Mishnah says, "Is the aveda? What's the aveda? The following is the aveda." Does that imply that everything we mentioned in the entire parak, we had a lot of blood up until now? Every other mention of Aveda was not considered an Aveda? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Hachi Kamar. What the Mishnah is telling us is, Ezehi Klal Aveda, Shu Chayba. What's the rule? Not that these are the only Avedas. What's a rule, a good rule to use for Aveda? The Gemara says, Matza Chamar Par Roan Bederech, Ein Zeh Aveda. You see a donkey or a cow going through the path, that's not considered an Aveda. You're not chayiv to return it. But chamer v'kelev hafuchim par v'ratz bin akramim harezu aveda. But if you see a donkey or a cow, a donkey's the kelim are flipped upside down. The cow is running through the vineyard. That's considered aveda u'mechayiv, and you have to return it. So the Gemara asks, uli olam, is this forever? What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Uli olam b'tmiya v'chi afim yometenu sham liolam nemar b'dasi v'chi derech shelo lahachnis. Means any time you find a cow in the kerem, it's impossible. That must be a veda. That's always going to be a veda. The owner can never bring a cow into a kerem. That's always going to be a veda. It doesn't make any sense. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, no ad shlosha yamim. You see a cow there for 3 days in the kerem. That means it's lost. 1 or 2 days, that's acceptable. But more than that, that's already considered a lost. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ibile lusav, it's at nighttime. Afilu chad shaitanami. No one lets their cows out at nighttime. So you find the cow in the kerem belaila, even one day, even the first time you see it, that's considered a veda. If it's a daytime, I feel tumanami, even for many days. People let the cows go out all the time, and they're going to end up in the karam, and by nighttime, they're going to come back. So what's this shear of 3 days? So Gemara says, you saw it early in the morning, before Allah, says Rashi, and late at night, not deep in the night, but after nighttime. So then, plus yome amrina nisramu istrumile. So if it happens 3 days in a row, he said, it just happens to be, the owner let the cow out a little bit early and got the cow back a little bit late at night. But that's not really lost yet. But if it happens, it's time of enough late. But today, more than 3 days, if you see 3 days in a row that the animal's early morning and late at night, then vada aveda, that's considered a vada aveda. I'll finish with this brisa. Tani nami hachi, the brisa says as well, matza talas v'kardim basrata, you find a talas or sometimes the axe, Asrata says Rashi in the top of Laman Aleph, Derech Kvushel Rabim, in the highway, or Bepar Rata Ben Akramim, you see a cow running through the vineyard. Arezu Aveda, that's considered Aveda. Let's say you find a talus Bitsad Geder, you find a talus next to the fence, and Kardam Bitsad Geder, and you some type of axe next to the Geder, then you find Par Roa Ben Akramim, or you see a cow going through, grazing through the vineyard. Ain zu aveda, that's not considered aveda. If it's running, that's considered aveda. If it's grazing slowly, that's not considered aveda. Shlosh yom zachar ze, harei ze aveda. But if you see it 3 consecutive days grazing through the vineyard, that would be considered an aveda. And then finally, ra mayim shotvim, you see water that's flushing through, harei uban, harei ze goder bifneim. So then what you should do is, go to the fence, you should, I think, build a fence to protect the guy's field. That's considered an aveda on the way. If you see water flooding through, then that's considered an aveda on its way. Build a fence to protect your friend's property. We'll stop here. Should we do a quick review here?
Yes.
Quick review. So we started off with saying, wanted to know, the person spread out a cloth, litzorcha u litzorcha. Litzorcha, for the purpose of yourself, is usher. Litzorcha, for the benefit of the cloth, it's permitted. We want to know if it's for both intentions, is it permitted or not? So we brought a raya, first from the Mishnah, we said that wasn't good. We brought a raya from the case of the Orchim, we said that's not good either, because they were concerned they might steal it or Ein Hara. We brought a raya from the case of Paraduma and Agla Rufa, we rejected that as well, because that's unique, because it says Uvad Avad Ba. Then we spoke about different kalim, what you could use it for, a Zav and Kesev and a Choshes, for hot water, fire, nothing at all. And then we have the case of the Hisalamta. Three examples of the Hisalamta. One way is a Kohen in the Beis Kfaros, almost Zakin for Enoch Yichvodo, and the guy who's making a lot of money. And we said that you don't really need a drasha for those. Zakin Enoch Yichvodo, rather, Kohen in this Beis Kfaros is Aser anyways because he's Aser to become Tameh. And we said the guy losing money doesn't have the mafsim mamon to some help some other guy's help. Hisalamta is coming to teach me Dafka, Zakin Lifi Enoch Yichvodo. That's a situation where we say he's allowed to look the other way and not do it. And we said, Rabba said, person starts to hit or move an animal, then you're chayv at that point, you're responsible to ensure that that animal gets the rightful owner. Even though you're putter, if you start the process by hitting it or moving it, then you have to make sure it gets the rightful owner. Then we had a shayla, guy who's darch lahachzir besadeh, but not darch lahachzir in the ear, whether or not he's responsible, that we ended up with the teku. And then Rav had the klal, anything that you would return of your own, you should return of others, but if you wouldn't return of your own, you wouldn't have to return of others. And then we had the whole discussion of the Rabbi Shmuel and that Ani was carrying the wood and he paid in the half of Zuz and Mafkir and back and forth. And then we had the whole source of Lefnim Meshush Adin and the Kavura and the Bikur Cholam. And then finally that last Mishnah about what's considered a Veda and what's not considered a Veda. Okay, everyone have a good day.